Consider the saga of an Illinois pet bear named Yogi. He lived in a cage in a cage in a yard by a house in a subdivision near Quincy. Ask some neighbors and they'd say Yogi was a boo-boo. Legislators would agree. Although it wasn't the precise law that finally wrested Yogi from his home, Illinois has a statute known as the Illinois Dangerous Animals Act. The act makes it illegal, except in exceptional circumstances, to keep any lion, tiger, ocelot, jaguar, cheetah, margay, mountain lion, lynx, bobcat, jaguarundi, bear, hyena, wolf, coyote, or any poisonous or life-threatening reptile. That's the law. Now imagine that you own a precious pet python. In your eyes, and I'm quoting from a pro-python website so I know, giant pythons are beautiful, awesome creatures. There is something breathtaking about seeing a snake with a girth the size of a telephone pole coiled up contentedly in its basking area. Breathtaking, yes. But even so, you'd latch onto the life-threatening modifier to the word reptile in the statute and argue that no, this particular basking pole-girthed beauty wasn't life-threatening at all. And life-threatening reptile is exactly the phrase a man from Chicago attempted to constrict when he and the government didn't see eye to eye on his pet Burmese pythons. They'd never attacked anyone. They had good dispositions. Pythons don't usually constrict people. And even children had handled the snakes without incident. Certainly the life-threatening part of the Dangerous Animals Act wouldn't apply to them, right? Wrong. The Illinois Supreme Court found that the pythons had the potential for taking human life, thereby making them life-threatening. So life-threatening, in fact, that the phrase wasn't unconstitutionally vague in this case involving these pythons. Smaller snakes of the same sort might be okay under the Dangerous Animals Act, but pythons as long as 15 to 20 feet aren't. So had the once-escaped 17-foot Burmese python from Mississippi slithered his way here to set up a home, domestication would be no defense, and we'd force him into a zoo or a circus or an animal refuge. After the case of the two big Boyds, as snake people call them, we know that he's considered life-threatening here, and that type of place is the only suitable environment for dangerous animals under Illinois law. In contrast to Mississippi, where the only mention of snakes in state legislation is within the supportive definition for specialty pets, and where the snake had been hiding in insulation in the owner's apartment building. And remember the saga of Yogi the Bear? The court put it best when it wrote, "It is contrary to the nature of people to live with or in the immediate vicinity of bears." Ditto for big pythons, both in my book and here, in the law books. I'm Amy Guida.